Lines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Richard and Olive with your 11 a.m. Zed Lines. In local news, Queensland filmmaker Toby Barron has converted an old hospital in the Queensland town of Krakow into a movie studio specialising in low-budget horror movies. After directing his first horror comedy, Two Heads Creek, Barron and his producer bought the old hospital in Krakow because they saw the potential of doing more films regionally. Cast and crew have travelled from Brisbane to Krakow to get their start in the film industry, as Barron continues to fill his studio with gory horror movie props and gruesome monster models. In other local news, the Queensland government sold land in Townsville's Black Zone for flooding. A number of blocks have been sold in this floodplain, with some homes built. The area was evacuated in February due to the cyclone flooding. This current development furthers the dilemma whether new properties should be built in the high flood risk areas. The Insurance Council of Australia, Chief Executive Andrew Hall, discussed his concerns of repeating past mistakes and building houses that are too expensive to insure. He said they are often going to be people who can least afford those insurance premiums. In national news, the Hype Girl Social Club has become a popular gathering for Melbourne women to exercise and meet like-minded women. Founder Ash Orman started the club as a walking squad for women at a time when running clubs soared in popularity after the pandemic. The club is also a place for women who are struggling to find new friends or a community after university or moving to the city.
Also in national news, the Bush Babies campaign is advocating for an inquiry into the decline of rural maternity services in New South Wales. After hearing many stories of rural mothers unable to access treatment at their local hospitals, Armidale mother Jen Laurie called to action, starting the Bush Babies campaign and a parliamentary petition, collecting signatures, pushing for a new funding model. Miss Laurie says more than 40 rural maternity services nationwide had closed in the past 20 years. She states, it's highly likely these women will have high levels of anxiety, depression, and social isolation. In international news, US President Donald Trump is expected to meet with Vladimir Putin to discuss a proposed ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine. Trump's envoy, Steve Witkoff, told CNN that the two presidents are going to have an excellent and positive discussion this week. He also added that Putin accepts the philosophy of President Trump, who wants the three-year war to end. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a 30% chance of rain. It's currently 29 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 32. There is no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au. Thank you.